With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Wherever this guy is, I'm sure he's probably not going to have to worry about that because he's a SoCal guy. Every time I see Scott Miller, he's got a smile on his face. I'm not sure that's the case all the time, but every time I see him anyway, which bodes pretty well, I think. Scott from the Bleacher Report and Turner Sports as well. Scott, happy holidays. Ed Coleman here in New York. How are you?
Doing real well, Ed. I hope the same for you. And, you know, I've got a smile on my face because I'm always happy to see you.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure that's it. I guarantee that's it. Good to talk to you, my friend. So, listen, baseball, the winter meetings, you'll be out there, I would assume, next week for the winter meetings. And hopefully things will get busy. But there has been a lot of action anyway, maybe not major stuff yet, but there has been some action early on, which is, I think, a good sign.
Yeah, there has been some action. And, yeah, I agree. I mean, the last couple winters have gone so slow that, I know everybody wants to be smart about how they spend their money, and who can blame the owners for wanting to, you know, not give out bad contracts. But on the flip side, and I'm not advocating bad contracts, but I'm saying let's at least offer some contracts because it's just good for the game. You know, I mean, I think by the time Bryce Harper and Manny Machado signed last year, you know, even most of the hardcore baseball fans had lost their patience and gone to other things.
Yeah, drifted away, absolutely. They're just out of boredom, you know?
I mean, that's, right.
And even when they signed, it was, okay, we kind of knew that was going to happen. We wished it had happened 2 months before. Yeah.
Exactly. So, I mean, I'm a fan of lots of things happening at the winter meetings. I think it's great for the game. It generates interest in fan bases. And, you know, so there has been some action so far, a little bit. You know, let's take it up to that next level.
Let me throw some names at you. I'll start with Anthony Rendon because he's obviously one of the bigger names out there. And there are a lot of people, I guess, who felt that possibly Washington could retain both Rendon and Strasburg, or at least hoped they would anyhow. But it looks like Rendon has been busy out there. He's, I guess, talked with the Dodgers. I think he's talked with Texas, probably a couple of other teams as well. Now, I don't know if it's a grand tour for him, but he certainly seems like he has interest in other places.
Yeah, he does. And, you know, you figure he's going to get, based on his age, his productivity, you know, you're talking a Nolan Arenado type of contract for him. I mean, probably, you know, he'll, you know, Arenado set the precedent, or the bar, should I say, you know, for third baseman. And, you know, Rendon, you know, he signed Arenado signed the 8-year, $260 million deal last year. And it's hard to see Rendon not getting at least that and probably more. You know, he's in a good spot, I think. The Nationals really want him back, but the reason I say he's in a good spot, I mean, Texas and the Dodgers are two teams that have money, and especially Texas is moving into a new ballpark this upcoming season.
Right.
They think they're reaching the point where they can win. Adrian Beltre is no longer their third baseman.
Rendon is a Texas guy, too. He's
He grew up in Houston, you're right. So that, you know, for those that like to connect dots, there are a lot of them pointing toward the Texas Rangers. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not saying it's a slam dunk, but, you know, that is the team I would keep an eye on with if I was Rendon and if I was the Nationals and their fans.
You know, what's interesting with Rendon to me, Scott, is he seems that he's going to be an average annual value guy. I don't think he cares about the 7 or 8 year contracts, because I'm not sure he wants to play that long. You know, he obviously loves baseball, but it's not the end all and be all for him. You know, when you talk to him, it's, you know, there are other things that interest him. You know, it's I don't know how much of the game he watches when he's away from it and not playing it. So he looks like he might be the guy that, or the kind of guy that would go for the average annual value for lesser years, you know?
Yeah, you're right. I mean, a couple interesting points there. You know, one, you know, he is 29. He's about Arenado's age. But you nailed it, I think, Ed. You talk to people with the Nationals, and Anthony Rendon is a different sort. And people with the Nationals will say that, you know, throughout the course of the last couple of years, every now and then he'll make comments that lead you to believe exactly what you just said, that, you know, hey, I'm not in this to play till I'm 40. You know, I have other interests, and I like baseball, but it's not my entire life. Mm-hmm. And, so that's one thing. And so the second thing, of course, is Scott Boras is his agent. And I think we've reached a point, seems like the last couple of years, you know, where you know, Scott Boras has about 98% of the top free agent. Yeah.
This is Boras's winter, I guess. He is going to basically rule the winter meetings. I think he'll have a press conference every night, I believe.
Yeah, I mean, he's Anthony Rendon is his guy, Garrett Cole is his guy, Steven Strasburg is his guy.
Yep.
On and on and on. So, you know, to that point, we've seen the way Scott Boras works, and you know, he of course loves to have record setting contracts, as he, you know, starting way back with Alex Rodriguez in Texas back in 2001. But those three words you mentioned, average annual value, Scott Boras is keenly aware of those, and so yeah, if Anthony Rendon is not going to top Nolan Arenado's 8-year, $260 million deal because he eventually advises Boras, I don't want to play for 8 more years.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You can bet whatever, if he signs for 5 years or 6 years, again, because it's Scott Boras, Boras will make sure, to your point, the average annual value Rendon gets is higher than any other third baseman ever.
No question. Scott Miller, the Bleacher Report and Turner Sports, our guest here on The Fan in New York. You're a SoCal guy, Scotty, and Garrett Cole is a SoCal guy as well. Is that where you think he may end up?
I do, and you know, especially going throughout the postseason, covering the Astros' run to the World Series, talking with his teammates, and it's been very well reported. I was standing at Josh Reddick's locker that day early in the postseason when he said, oh, I see Garrett Cole. We all know he's going to end up west of Nevada. You know, and that's what his teammates have thought all along. And, you know, I mean, teammates know guys better than anybody. And so you add what the Astros think to the fact that Garrett Cole grew up in Newport Beach, went to UCLA, lives there. Is you know, married, what is it, his sister, I think it's his sister that's married to Brandon Crawford, the
right, yep,
mm-hmm. Giants shortstop. So
right. Mm-hmm.
They've got family, you know, they all live in out west in California, and you know, so the family reasons, the personal reasons, what the Astros think, all of that adds up to him going west. And I know he met with the Yankees, that was reported by several people in the last day or so, but I still think the west, and I, you know, Ed, this isn't necessarily an original thought, but I do think the Los Angeles Angels are the team that probably needs Cole the most.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
I think they're motivated to get him the most, and I think Artie Moreno, we've seen it in the past, right? When Moreno gets impatient to win, he opens his wallet.
Mm-hmm. Yep, sure does. And, yeah, there'll be a lot of money there for him if he wants that. And that's, you know, if that's what he's pursuing or that's what's most important, it may very well come from Artie's wallet. That's for sure.
I would think.
You know, I know you're a San Diego guy, and so is Steven Strasburg, for that matter. And,
yeah.
You know, there's a lot of talk, and I wanted to ask you further about the Padres, but just Strasburg now and your thoughts on whether he could end up there, you know, back in his native area.
You know, I don't think so. First of all, let's say this. The Nationals coming off their World Series win, I think they'll end up with either Rendon or Strasburg. I don't know that they're going to end up with both, right, given given the dollars and the finances.
But right. I tend to agree, too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to go 0-2 with Rendon and Strasburg. So I started out thinking that this winter, say in September, I kind of thought that, they were going to keep Rendon or at least sign him early, and then that didn't happen. Now I think that they'll end up reworking Strasburg's contract and that it is Rendon who they will lose. As far as your point on Steven Strasburg, went to San Diego State, played baseball there under the late and great Tony Gwynn. It's funny, that was a lot of talk in San Diego, especially the second that Strasburg opted out of his deal. A lot of Padre fans, especially on social media, started activating and thinking, hey, do the Padres have a chance to get him? But I will say this about Strasburg. Yes, he's from San Diego, but what a lot of people don't realize, especially in San Diego I'm talking about, is he sold his house there in San Diego. First several years of his major league career, he would go home to San Diego. But you know what? He and his wife, they have two little girls, the oldest of which is, I believe, nearly of school age. They really like their community in Washington. They sold their San Diego house. He does not have any real estate in San Diego. They live full-time now in the Washington area.
Interesting.
And that's why I don't think the San Diego is – it would take a hometown discount to get him. And given what I just said, combined with – Strasburg's personality is a little bit different, let's face it. I mean, I'm not saying it's bad, but he's not been a guy that has liked the spotlight. Nope. He likes to go pitch and do his job and be left alone. A personality like that, I just don't see him going back to San Diego where he's going to be the big splash and he's got to have, going to have a bunch of old high school and college buddies clawing at him for tickets and such.
It's a good point. It's interesting, too, because both Rendon and Strasburg are kind of that way. There are outgoing personalities on that Washington team, and there have been over the years, the Jason Worth and people like that, Scherzer, and other guys as well too. But both of those guys, and they were the guys who carried them through the postseason into the championship, are kind of reticent guys. They're not guys who are gonna jump at the spotlight. Let's put it that way. They're hard to find sometimes. It's kind of interesting. Hey, one thing we don't have that much time, Scott, but one thing that I wanted to ask you, and I think it bodes well for what may happen over the next month or couple of months or so, is that teams that I wouldn't have expected to jump in and get things done right away have done it, like the White Sox with Yasmani Grandal, the Reds with Mike Moustakas, San Diego, your neck of the woods, and they've been busy. They've already made a deal, and they brought Profar down from Oakland. So, teams that you don't expect have kind of been busy thus far, and maybe that bodes pretty well for everybody concerned.
Yeah, I hope it does, because again, those three teams you just mentioned, San Diego, the White Sox, and
Cincinnati. Yeah,
Cincinnati. Thank you. I do also think, and we've talked about it before, that this whole idea of tanking in baseball is not good for the game. I think it's turned fans off. And these three teams have recently undergone, whatever you want to call it, major rebuilds, tanking, stripping down to the studs to rebuild, whatever it is. And it's good to see those three teams in particular, the White Sox, Cincinnati, and San Diego, out and active again after a couple years back being largely dormant while they were just trying to restock the farm system. I know Cincinnati last year reached a point, and that was about this time last year when they traded for Yasiel Puig and made some other moves. They reached a point where they just felt like their fans had abandoned them, and they had to do something to stir up some excitement and let their fans know, or at least give their fans some exciting players in the lineup or some guys that fans have heard of before. And, you know, I don't know if the Reds, when they made those moves last year, they weren't necessarily ready to win. Mm-hmm. They had moved closer to that point, but right. They finally reached a point. So we need to do something. And now here they are again, trying to acquire talent and win. And hopefully, to your point, Ed, that bodes well for this winter. Hopefully it bodes well for everybody in the industry that is going to be gathered in San Diego next week. And maybe we'll get a little bit of an old-fashioned winter meetings where we actually have, you know, some trades and some free agent signings.
Wow.
You know, back to where we started, right?
Wow, that'd be nice. Isn't it amazing, Scott, how empty seats sometimes scare owners into movement?
It really is. And, you know, this business of, you know, the general manager selling owners on, hey, let's do the Houston thing and get rid of everybody and get a bunch of players nobody's ever heard of and try to rebuild from the ground up. And,
yeah.
You know, that's Houston supplemented that with some trades such as Justin Verlander
mm-hmm.
and Gerrit Cole.
Yep.
It's not as easy as just, hey, let's strip down, get some young players, and we're going to win. And,
yep.
And hopefully maybe some teams have learned that the hard way over the last few years. And I'm hoping that, you know, maybe we'll start to see some teams try to, more teams than not, try to win again.
Scott, always good talking to you. All right, keep smiling, okay, pal?
You too, Ed. Always a pleasure. It's always a good day when I see you and talk to you. Thank you, my friend.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.